CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day. According to a Global Press Freedom Index released by a Paris-based Media Freedom Watchdog's annual scorecard, China fell 4 places, joining fellow Asian communist nations North Korea and Vietnam at the bottom of the scorecard.
世界新闻自由指数，中共朝鲜垫底。5月3日是世界新闻自由日，无国界记者组织当天发布其年度世界新闻自由指数，朝鲜排名最后，中共倒数第二，越南倒数第三名。
Reporters Without Borders describe China as the world's biggest jailer of journalists and one of the biggest exporters of propaganda content. The People's Republic of China fell to 179th place on the index,just one place above bottom of the class, North Korea.
无国界记者组织表示，中国从去年175名下跌至第179名，主要原因是中国成为全球最大的记者监狱和宣传内容输出国之一。中国目前关押记者人数至少114人。
The group said,Independent journalists and bloggers who dare to report sensitive information are often placed under surveillance, harassed, detained, and in some cases tortured.
无国界记者组织指出，敢于报道敏感信息的独立记者和博客经常被监控、骚扰、拘留，有的被酷刑折磨。
The report noted that the Asia-Pacific continues to have some of the world's worst regimes for journalists. But press conditions around the world are deteriorating, including in the United States, which dropped 3 places to 45th amid legal challenges and widespread threats of violence.
报告说，亚太一些政权继续成为世界上对记者最恶劣的当局。不过，新闻自由在全球都在下滑。美国的新闻自由因面临法律诉讼和暴力威胁，从去年排名42降到45位。
The last 3 places are occupied by Vietnam, 178th place, which has almost completed its hunt of independent reporters and commentators. China down at 4 places at 179th.And to no great surprise, North Korea 180th, Reporters Without Borders said.
无国界记者组织说，最后三名依次是越南第178名，中国第179名，以及朝鲜第180名。
In Vietnam, like China, a one-party state that adopted its media governance model from the Soviet Union,Traditional media are closely controlled by the single party, and independent reporters and bloggers are often jailed, Reporters Without Borders said.
无国界记者组织说，越南像中国都是一党专制国家，从前苏联那里学到媒体管控模式，即传统媒体由一党控制，独立记者和博客通常被监禁。
The many topics subject to censorship include political dissidents, cases of corruption involving senior officials, the single party's legitimacy, relations with China, and of course, human rights issues, the report said, calling Vietnam the world's third largest jailer of journalists with 40 now behind bars.
无国界记者组织的报告说，很多话题如异议人士涉及高级官员腐败的案例。一党政权的合法性、与中国的关系以及人权等在越南都会受到审查。 越南目前关押记者人数至少40人，关押记者人数在全球排名第三。
The index was released as journalists in China told Radio Free Asia that many in the business are now changing careers, at least in a part because of the encompassing controls on media reporting by the propaganda arm of the ruling Chinese Communist Party.
中国的记者告诉自由亚洲电台，从事媒体工作的人现在都在改行，部分原因就是中共对媒体报道实行全方位掌控。
My former classmates in journalism school and all of my colleagues from when I was a reporter have changed jobs, Fudan University Journalism School graduate Zhang Jia said.
复旦大学新闻专业毕业生张佳说，我以前班上的同学和我当记者时的所有同事都转行了。
One reason is that you don't make enough, as the media has gone into decline, Zhang said.Another is that there is no longer any freedom of the press.
张家还说，一个原因是挣钱少，因为媒体不景气，另一个原因是没有一丁点新闻自由。
State media made no visible mention of World Press Freedom Day, which comes as Wuhan citizen journalist Fang Bin was released from a 3-year jail term for reporting on the emerging COVID-19 pandemic in 2020.Fellow citizen journalist Jiang Zhang, also sentenced for reporting on pandemic-struck Wuhan, is still serving a 4-year jail term in Shanghai.
中共官方媒体、根本媒体《世界新闻自由日》几天前，武汉公民记者方斌因为在2020年报道疫情被秘密关押三年后刚获释，而报道疫情的公民记者张展被判四年监禁。现仍在上海监狱服刑。
The campaign group Hong Kong Media Overseas called on the international community to pay attention to the ongoing criminalization of independent journalism in the once freewheeling city under a draconian national security law imposed by Beijing in 2020.
香港媒体海外组织则呼吁国际社会关注香港。这个曾经享有自由的城市在2020年实施中共国安法后正在把独立新闻报道安上罪名。
Once home to one of the freest media centers in Asia, Hong Kong has joined the dismal roll call of places where press freedom has largely been extinguished, the group said in a statement.
该组织在一份声明中表示，香港曾经是亚洲最自由的新闻中心，现已变成几乎没有新闻自由的地方。
Hong Kong Media Overseas said that 28 journalists have been arrested and charged with offenses, some carrying heavy penalties since the crackdown began in the wake of the 2019 protest movement.
香港媒体海外组织还说，2019年反送中游行被镇压以来，28名记者被逮捕并被指控犯有罪行，其中一些人被处以重刑。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Alan Doughty. And the music piece is called Maybe I Knew.Which is from the album titled Come For, released in February 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑欣赏节目时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Alan Doughty。演唱的一首歌曲名字叫做 Maybe I Knew。
Remember when it snowed that night? I told you that you shouldn't drive. You went home. A thousand times I have tried to wash your image from my mind. You
is a song by Sarah Cripps and it's called Leave Behind, which is from her album released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Sarah Cripps 演唱的歌曲 Leave Behind。
Bury me where you
Aplex is a song from the Olympic Symphonium, and it's called Thanks a Lot, which is from the album titled The Beauty in the Tension, released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 The Olympic Symphonium演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Thanks a Lot.
They come, they go, they never think to let me know. Oh, they take my breath, they punch me when I'm out.
Just heard is called 阿里山的姑娘 which means girls from Mountain Ali, and it's vocalized by Teresa Tan. And today's last song for the show is a song from Andy Liu, and it's called 吻别。And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由邓丽君演唱的《阿里山的姑娘》。今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由刘德华演唱的《吻别》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，下个星期同一时间我们再在空中相会。
再见，也看不见。